Welcome. You are listening to The Spice of Life on 101.9 FM, CITR Vancouver. I'm your host, Ben Life, and today we're going to play some post-rock that I hope you enjoy. Long weekend this past weekend. It was beautiful. I went climbing. I got out a lot. It was lovely. I hope you guys got out, and I hope you had a good weekend. Today for you guys is Thursday. For me, it's Sunday. Hello from the past. I'm pre-recording the shows because the current time slot, 2 to 3 on Thursdays, is when I work because I have a job now from 9 to 5. So I'm moving to a different time slot. So stay tuned. As of now, it's going to be 7:30 to 9 on Thursday nights, alternating Thursdays starting with June 4th. So I hope you got all that. More info later, more info to come, but The Spice of Life will be moving. So if you like the show, it would be nice if you moved with us. So I want to start this show off with a song by the band Precious Fathers. As you may or may not know, this is a post-rock show and I play post-rock. Precious Fathers is a post-rock band from Vancouver. I've played them before, and I will play them again because they're really cool. So the song I would like to play for you today is called Gallant Foot by Precious Fathers, and it is real chill. So I hope you like it and come in and chill down with this Gallant Foot by Precious Fathers.
Thank you.
are back. You are listening to The Spice of Life. I'm your host, Ben Life. And we just heard from Precious Fathers playing the song Gallant Foot. And I really like Precious Fathers, so I hope you enjoyed that song. And what was I going to say? Right. So this coming weekend, there is a concert. This coming weekend, there is a show that I think you guys should all consider going to. On May 24th, that's Sunday night, at the Railway Club, Zoo Strategies and Incontra are opening for I/O, which is Input Output, and this is really like pure math rock shoegaze type stuff. And so I have an I/O song to play for you today to convince you to go. But what's even more convincing is that it's $5 if you're there before 10, I believe. Yeah, $5 cover before 10 p.m., $10 after. Doors are at 8:30, and I'm going to be there. Hopefully you'll be there too. We can hang out and we can do post-rock stuff together, and that'll be cool. So I'm going to play an I/O song, as I said, off their album So Dade, which is a good album. The song is Noise Floor, and I hope you enjoy it. Because I know I do, because I like I/O. So here's Noise Floor by I/O.
We'll be right back.
That was I/O playing the song Noise Floor. And I hope you enjoyed that song, but more even so, I hope you come to that show, because I'm going to go, and that you know, it'll be a cool show. And I know I've mentioned it a couple times, and you guys probably think they pay me, but I actually just really, I really like the band, and I'm cool supporting them. Zoo Strategies are really cool. They're from Vancouver. I didn't bring a song of theirs today because I've almost played all of their songs on previous shows, and I try not to repeat song plays. But they're cool, and we are planning. I don't know why I say we. As the host of The Spice of Life, is in talks with them to have them come on The Spice of Life and maybe play a live set, which would be really cool. So if you're interested on what they sound like, you should check them out, Zoo Strategies, on their Facebook or on their Bandcamp. And you should come to the show because it's $5. And I mean, come on, there are more expensive drinks at Starbucks that people get. And it's going to be a cool show. I'll probably wear my orange pants because my orange pants are my coolest pants. They're these orange jeans that I got from Mark's Work Warehouse, and they're cool. People tell me that I have cool pants. I get compliments on my orange pants all the time. Except one time I wore them, and my dad was like, "What's the deal with those Justin Bieber pants?" And I was like, "Dad, I don't understand. What do you mean?" And he's like, "They're Justin Bieber pants." And I'm like, "Dad, what are Justin Bieber pants?" And he's like, "Well, the crotch is so high." And I'm like, no, this is a normal crotch. This is how they make pants. And he's like, no, my pants are not Justin Bieber pants because the crotch is a little bit lower. And I don't know what to tell him. I was like, "Dad, you get your pants from Costco." Like, I don't know what to tell you. These aren't Justin Bieber pants. I don't know what Justin Bieber's pants are. I don't know what qualifies pants as Justin Bieber pants. So the end of the story is I'll probably be wearing my orange pants to that show. So if you happen to be going and see someone with orange pants and some shaggy hair that he should probably get his hair cut, but he's just going to see how it's going to go, you should come up and say hi, because if someone recognized me from the show and said hi to me, then I would feel like a celebrity, and that would absolutely make my month, if not my year. That would be really cool. So if you want to be part of that, that would be a lot of fun for me and for you. And we could just hang out, you know, and just chill. So anyway, enough about that. I should probably play another song. And the song that I have picked to be the next song that I'm going to play today is by Do Make Say Think. And that probably doesn't come as much of a surprise, because I love Do Make Say Think so much. Oh, they're very excellent. It's weird when I pick one of their songs to play, because I normally just listen to their entire discography, and you just sit and listen to it, and it blends in together, and it tells this, like, beautiful story. So it's hard to just pick, like, one song out of it. But I have to, because I can't just only play Do Make Say Think, or at least I think so. But anyway, so I'm just going to play the song Make off their album Other Truths. Whole album is fantastic. Do Make Say Think is fantastic. And they're just really cool. They're fun. So let's just kick it off. And I hope you enjoy it. And I hope this song is a sufficient piece of the whole entity that is Do Make Say Think to get you in the mood, I guess. Am I using that incorrectly? Just as a side note, there was in high school, a friend of mine, a guy I knew, was doing a school project, and he didn't really understand the phrase "turns me on," and so he used it like four times, because I mean, there's like the older definition of it, which is just like, "Oh yeah, that really, like, that turns me on." I think there's an older definition that's like benign and is like, this is just something that I find exciting. But the newer definition is like, it's more of a sexual thing. And so he kept talking about his project, like, oh, it was like this research really turns me on. And it was in like grade 9, grade 10. So people were just like on the edge of like, but like half the class like knew, and it kind of spread around. And it was just like, it's like, wow, that guy really, really likes school. Anyway, point of that story is use that phrase correctly, because it's gonna make things a little awkward for you if you don't. Anyway, here's Make by Do Make Say Think. We just heard and are currently still listening to in the background Do Make Say Think, playing the song Make off their album Other Truths. I hope you enjoyed it. I know it's long, but post-rock is long. And it's not how long it is, it's how you use it. But I think they use it quite well. That reminds me. It was my girlfriend's birthday yesterday, Nicole. If you're listening from the future, I guess. Today, for me, it's Sunday. So it was her birthday on Saturday. And she's now 21. And she really likes elephants. And so for her birthday, I wanted to get her an elephant. But you would not believe how hard it is to buy an elephant in Vancouver. I mean, like, you have to import them. And you have to deal with, like, all these animal rights things. And you gotta get the right permits. Anyway, so I ended up giving up. It was just too much work. But that just comes as a warning. If anyone out there intends to buy an elephant, just don't bother. Stick with a much easier to get pet, like an anaconda or some sort of bear. That's one thing that makes me laugh about post-rock songs, is there's often, like, time at the end that's, like, part of the song, but it's not really, like, I don't know, it feels like the denouement, you know, like the song is over, but, like, we still want to do stuff for, like, two more minutes, which feels maybe like blasphemy, especially to say something like that about Do Make Say Think, but it's background stuff now while I talk over it and add really nothing to it. And if you can hear that in the background as well, there is a guy in the studio next to me blasting rap beats while he raps over them, I think, although he hasn't actually started rapping, but he might. When I came in, he was rolling something. And he left for a while, so it's really just big things happening. But excuse the bass in the background, and we'll make with it what we can. We'll pretend maybe I should spit a rap over it. I haven't rapped in a long time. You guys, I don't know if you guys were there for that or heard that. If you're curious, in the podcasts off CITR, CITR.com. You can hear the song where Ryan and I have a rap battle. It's hard to even call it a rap battle. It was just kind of like us talking in rhymes and like doing a poor job of it anyway. Something I'd like to do again, but as I'm sure you've noticed, I haven't had a guest in a long time because most of my friends, well, not most of them. The summer comes, a lot of people have returned back to the holes they crawled out of to come to UBC. To put it that way, as weird as possible. And because I'm pre-recording them, I'm not gonna get a guest in for a pre-recorded show. We'll see. I was talking to my mom earlier, and she was saying that she would like to come on again and tell another embarrassing story. And I told her that I appreciated her offer, but I think I'm okay. Because I've received several comments from friends about how it was hilarious when she came on, but it wasn't for me. Well, I mean, it was and it wasn't. It's weird because whenever I have guests, I like to embarrass them, but it's another thing entirely when your mom comes on and just embarrasses you a lot. Mother's Day weekend was, I guess, my last weekend and your last weekend. It was a little while ago. My folks also celebrated their 25th anniversary, which is pretty crazy for me, because 25 years seems like a long time to do anything. But I'm really happy for them. And it's nice to know, like, that people can make it work that long, because a lot of my relationships have been relatively short ones because I'm young and people are young and it's hard to, like, we change so much, it's hard to stay the same person for any extended amount of time. But it's good to know that love exists and it lasts a long time, and that there are examples of it out there in the world. That is an uplifting thing. Anyway, I don't know how we got on that topic, but that's just kind of how we do things here. I ramble a lot. It reminds me of a Marshall Tucker Band song, Ramblin' on My Mind. I got ramblin' on my mind. I got ramblin' on my mind. Anyway, it's a good song. I like Marshall Tucker Band. They have the song Can't You See? Can't you see? Oh, can't you see what that woman she been doing to me? That's an anyway, that's enough of me my poor renditions of like country rock songs. I would like to play for you another song today. This song is by the band Belladonna. The song is Dreamin'. And I will always love you. And I said I was done. So now I am. Belladonna playing the song Dreamin'. Here we go.
Like the ghosts of my past, they come to haunt.
just heard Belladonna playing the song Dreamin'. And I hope you liked it. I know I say that all the time, but I hope you like the music I play, because I think it's good, and I think you should think it's good too. Because the stuff that I like, I think is really good stuff. Not just music, but stuff in general. And so it's always exciting when other people find that stuff cool too. I have a really exciting announcement. I'm actually announcing here on the show for the first time my political candidacy. I'm going to be running for President of Canada against the current Canadian president, who's been in office for a long time, Tim Horton. He became president when he married the Princess of Canada. And so it's going to be a tough campaign to overthrow him, because he's been in power for so long and makes such good coffee. But I'm hoping that with hard work and a couple policy changes, people will start to see that I would make a very good president of Canada. I'm going to start going on tour, doing a campaigning tour, to try and muster up some votes. The tour involves visiting all the squash farms in the lower British Columbia region. I'm really only going to campaign in British Columbia because it seems like too far to go to like PEI. I'm not even really sure what their deal is over there, but I would like to be president of Canada. I think Canada would benefit from a younger president. Would benefit from having a more optimistic outlook. I feel like Tim Horton's years in office have made him a little too pessimistic and a little too bitter. And I think to my foreign policy, my stance on immigration is a little more relaxed. And so I'm hoping these, as well as my economic reforms, will give the voters a good idea of what to expect if I were to be elected president. Normally the elections, you're elected for life. But since my name is Life, maybe life will be for life. And that would be weird. But I think Tim Horton, he's gone a little senile in his older years. He's been around for like 120 years or something. And so he's starting to lose his mind a bit. And I think we need a young, fierce president who's not afraid to bring this country to war or to peace, whichever you like more. And the beats are back on, which means I'm going to put on another song. This song is by the band Guest House, that is. The song is called Enders, and it's sort of post-rocky pop kind of thing. So I don't know if you guys like it. It's a bit different from the stuff I've been playing so far today, but I think it's cool. And it kind of reminds me of The World is a Beautiful Place and I Am No Longer Afraid to Die, which is another band that I like quite a lot. So I hope you like it. This is Guest House playing the song Enders.
Standing on the cliff when you were just a kid, and looking down into the water thinking this is it. The moment you could see your life go one of two different ways, of triumph over fear, worry of what mom would say. Not one to let your life be ruled by hits of common sense. You take the plunge and worry later of the consequence. Each tiny victory inspired to aspire to more. A growing lion in your heart with a resounding roar. And your slip-ups seem so small.
Since I am announcing my presidential candidacy for the President of Canada, to commemorate that, today's spice of the day is maple syrup. It's good on pancakes, but really nothing else. Maybe salmon. I don't know, you don't really cook with maple syrup. But you could. One of the main things that I'm running with is major economic reforms. I'm thinking that we need to get a more top-down economy to stimulate the middle business class into manufacturing marketable synergistic goods. And I'm hoping that by doing so, we can revitalize and in fact, re-energize the microeconomic issues that we are facing today. Although, a lot of people say that the President of Canada is mostly a figurehead position, I don't think that's the case. I think they're more of a symbol. You know, they're not... The President of Canada shouldn't be the president this city needs. It's the president this city deserves. And I think also my Batman impression that I bring to the table really helps out my bid for candidacy. Next song I would like to play is by the band Comrades. The song is called Where Moth and Rust Destroy. Was Comrades playing the song Where Moth and Rust Destroy. That's another thing that I will do if I'm elected in office, is I'll play post-rock on the radio. And I know you're thinking, well, you do that now. Is anything really going to change? Oh, it will. It will. First, my first act as President of Canada will be to pick better animals for the national animals. Because right now we have beavers and moose, which are basically just all right. We should pick cooler animals like tigers and elephants. Although, as I said earlier, elephants are quite hard to buy, but I feel like if I funneled it through the government, I would also change some elephant buying regulations. That would be my second act, to just import some more elephants into the country, because it is a tragedy that we don't have very elephants. And that, I guess that's the elephant in the room, too, that I would like to address, is that I think elephants are pretty cool. I'm also going to work on my speeches so that there aren't long blank pauses like that one. In preparation for my campaigning tour. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be a real rewarding experience. A lot of you may not know this, but the presidential candidates in Canada are elected by the same panel of judges as So You Think You Can Dance Canada. So it really comes down to a dance battle, and I think because Tim Horton is 120 years old, he can't break it down like he used to be able to in the good old days. So I think with my youthful athleticism, I should be able to break it down in a meaningful way. It's going to be hard to input my economic stance into my dance moves, but that's the challenge. And you know what? I'm up for the challenge. I wanna make it happen. I wanna make a difference. And most of all, I think I can dance. Is I guess what I'm trying to get at. So, it's been real fun. When you enter your voting booths on May 32nd, be sure to vote for me, because a vote for life is a vote for Canada. But ultimately, the votes don't matter at all. But you should vote, because it's a nice thing to do. It's looking like my time is up, which is good, because I need to work on my dance moves and my speeches and my policies and everything. So, I have one more song to play today, and it's been a real pleasure. If you want to connect or stay updated with what's going on, you should check out my Facebook page, The Spice of Life, 101.9 FM, CITR. That's a good place to hear about my campaigning news and also the show, Changing Times, and that sort of thing, and updates there. And it's just fun to know that people are out there listening, and it's good to talk to you. It makes me feel like a celebrity. But also, it's interesting to see what works and what doesn't, and I don't know, it's good. It's like, I like meeting new people, talking to new people, which is, I think, an important quality in a president of Canada. So, I am going to let this one song play me out. This song is by the band All These Trees Have Fallen, off their album Is This Where We Are. The song is Jurassic Perch. I hope you had a good week. I hope you have a good Thursday and a good Friday. And I will see you next week. At this time, which will be the next week's show, will be the last time at this time from 2 to 3. But I ramble on. I got rambling on my mind. Here we go. Have a beautiful week. Jurassic Perch by All These Trees Have Fallen.